next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is the most egregious allegation.
They're hurting Joe Biden by not letting him out.
This is an enormous crisis on our southern border.
Now that the line is wounded, they may be willing to strike.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Coronavirus, 1 year later. Good afternoon. It was 1 year ago today. The World Health Organization declared COVID a global pandemic. What a year it has been since. President Biden will mark the anniversary with a primetime speech tonight. The Oval Office address set for 8 p.m. Family physician Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says we are at a turning point when it comes to the virus.
My heart goes out to the over 500,000 lives that were lost in this past year as I reflect back working on the front lines. It's been a tumultuous year, you know, ups and downs, but one thing that I've seen is that our country, we're a resilient nation.
And on the one-year anniversary of COVID lockdowns, travel restrictions are being lifted in New York State. Starting Thursday, April 1st, those traveling to New York from other states do not need to quarantine. Pressure's building on the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. 120 state lawmakers now calling on him to resign or be impeached. This after a sixth accuser came forward claiming the governor made criminal contact with her in his office last year. That matter has now been referred to the state police.
This is the most egregious allegation describing a potential misdemeanor sex crime.
Brian Yenis of Fox News, conservative radio talk show host Tammy Bruce.
She was called to assist him with his phone, and she went in and was trying to help him, and that's when she was sexually harassed.
The governor denies the accusations. More on him coming up. But first, President Biden signing today the American Rescue Plan. It passed Congress without a single Republican vote.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation a fighting chance.
New York Congressman Tom Reed says convicted felons should not be cashing in on the backs of law-abiding citizens, and that's what they'll do with this law.
$1,400 of these stimulus checks are going to go to a convicted child molester spending 20 years in state prison. I don't know why you would send a taxpayer dollar that somebody earned at their job to a child molester sitting in prison.
The COVID package also includes billions in funding for Planned Parenthood. 50 days into his administration, the president has yet to hold a formal news conference, not one since taking office. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer.
I do have to wonder, what is it the staff sees about Joe Biden that we don't, that they're hiding him so much? They're hurting Joe Biden by not letting him out.
Presidential spokeswoman Jen Psaki promises the president will hold a news conference before the end of the month. Stunning numbers at the southern border, immigration agents encountering more than 100,000 people last month alone illegally crossing into this country.
It's tragic for people who want to come into our country lawfully, too, who are waiting in line while these folks are coming across unlawfully. And this is an enormous crisis on our southern border.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the White House says the migrants are simply responding to President Biden's message of hope.
We've seen surges before. Surges tend to respond to hope. And there was a significant hope for a more humane policy after 4 years of pent-up demand.
That comment from White House envoy Roberta Jacobson not sitting well with Republican Congressman Clay Higgins.
You know, we had this thing under control. It was basically a well-managed threat. And now it's an unmitigated disaster.
The Biden administration now scoping out new locations in this country to house the influx of unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Christian evangelist Luis Palau died today at the age of 86. He'd been battling lung cancer. Palau talked about his mortality recently in an interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network.
I'm not begging to be healed because I don't know God's purposes, and I trust him entirely. And the only sad thing is leave my wife and my kids and the team and a few of my best friends, you know. That's the only thing. But really, I'm ready to go. I have the peace of the Lord. There's a purpose. The Lord's way is perfect.
Luis Palau immigrated to this country from Argentina. He was one of Billy Graham's most prominent successors and shared the gospel in more than 80 countries to an estimated 1 billion people. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report for Thursday, impeaching a governor, vaccines to avoid, and lost treasure in Elk County, Pennsylvania.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life weather forecast. The call for tonight, showers cross the area mainly this evening, then the skies will clear again overnight for many. Low temperatures dropping into the upper 30s to mid-40s in most areas. Then for tomorrow, cooler day. Sunshine much of the time, clouds return late, high temperatures ranging in the lower 50s. Could be a late-day rain shower, then a few snow flurries at night. Saturday will be a brisk cold day, mixed sun and clouds, turning mostly sunny with high temperatures ranging in the upper 30s to the middle 40s.
All right, well, it was nice while it lasted. Thank you, Kevin. Checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania. It's been 108 years since the governor of New York has been impeached, but it could happen again. Governor Cuomo might be impeached because of growing sexual harassment accusations. So what would an impeachment proceeding look like in Albany?
It would take essentially Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie scheduling a vote and 76 members of the Assembly agreeing to move that action. We're not there yet. And if it moved even in that House, then it comes to the Senate, where I believe the Senate would be much more willing to engage on that action. So we're not there, but I will tell you, as the woes continue to grow for Governor Cuomo, this is something that more and more people are beginning to call for.
Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, Canisius College political scientist Peter Gailey thinks if the Assembly does vote to impeach, the state Senate will vote to convict.
I believe that there are enough Democrats in that Senate who made him very angry over the years and may feel that he's a liability. And so there's no love lost between many of those Democrats in the Senate and Cuomo. And now that the bear or the lion is wounded, they may be willing to strike.
The only impeached governor of New York, by the way, was a guy named Bill Sulzer back in 1913. He was removed just 6 months into office because of public corruption. New York Congressman Tom Reed still not ready to jump in just yet. Still on the fence about possibly challenging Governor Cuomo next year.
That one party control has to come to an end. And that's why we're looking at this. And it's about, is this the right thing to do? Because you believe in it in your soul and in your heart. And God willing, this is the path we're supposed to take.
Reed and Congressman Lee Zeldin are the only two Republicans in New York who've publicly stated they're interested in Cuomo's job. Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins wants to see the border between the U.S. and Canada fully reopened by Independence Day.
The Democratic congressman has sent a letter to President Biden urging him to work with Canada's prime minister to reopen the northern border by the 4th of July. Brian Higgins wants a partial reopening by Memorial Day. The congressman says Buffalo area businesses and the tourism industry are suffering from the shuttered boundary. The border with Canada has been closed to non-essential travel since the pandemic broke out in March of last year. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. The cumbersome rollout of the COVID vaccine in Pennsylvania has some Democrats heaping criticism on Governor Wolf. One lawmaker likened the vaccine distribution effort to a scavenger hunt. They claim the governor has no real game plan. CVS is making 10 more drugstores available for vaccine distribution in PA. Those pharmacies will begin doling out the shot as soon as Sunday. A pro-family group in Pennsylvania says Christians should avoid two vaccines in particular because they're made from the stem cells of aborted babies.
And those would be the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which has already received the emergency approval from the FDA. And then the AstraZeneca one, which is still going through that final process.
Michael Gear of the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
Well, I would recommend if they have concerns about those particular vaccines that they check with the facility that they're going to obtain the vaccine to find out what the brand is that is being distributed in that place. It's a very significant conscience question.
You can learn more about the vaccine controversy at pafamily.org. Arnett Health holding COVID vaccine clinics at the Arnett Mall in Horseheads and Ira Davenport Hospital in Bath, New York. The Arnett Mall clinics are today and tomorrow. Three smaller clinics in Bath are next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. State Senator George Borriello is calling for more vaccine clinics in rural communities. Allegheny County in western New York continues to have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state of New York. Hilton High School in western New York is planning for an in-person graduation in late June at Frontier Field, home of the Rochester Red Wings.
Parents of seniors such as myself, we always say, well, our kids lost half of their junior year and then a lot of their senior year. So I think it is a light for them because so much was taken from them.
That is Barbara Morielli, and her son Alex is set to graduate from Hilton High in June.
In a normal year, graduation is like the nice little bow tied on the package. But in this pandemic and this hybrid and remote learning, it's like it's not just a bow, but it's like confetti coming down.
A lot of kids are looking forward to that. 350 Hilton seniors will get their diplomas June 23rd at the home of the Rochester Red Wings. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks are up again today thanks to the signing of the new stimulus package and another strong performance by the tech sector. The Dow up 189 points, the NASDAQ adding 330, and the S&P 500 gaining 41. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, this is a Money Wise Minute with teacher Rob West. The sin of pride is often at work when we fail to follow God's financial principles, the most important of which is that God owns everything. But pride tells us that we own the things God has entrusted to us and that we're not just his stewards. Pride leads to bad financial decisions, and they run the gamut. Maybe you refuse to shop at discount stores because you feel above that. Maybe you have credit card debt because you think you deserve more than God provided. Or you buy too fancy a car or too big a house. Those are serious financial mistakes that can often be traced back to pride. Proverbs 16 warns, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And that applies to our finances as much as anything else.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Stop the presses. No Duke in the Big Ten. Sonny, what's this all about?
Yeah, they didn't lose a basketball game. Actually, they were looking pretty good, but a player tested positive, and they are done for the first time since 1995, and possibly also done.
Beekman for the win! Got it!
Reese Beekman had not made a shot all afternoon for 16th-ranked Virginia, but the ball went in against Syracuse. Buddy Boeheim went down swinging, scoring a career-high 31 in the loss. The Orange will have to wait until Selection Sunday to see if they're going to the big dance. Elsewhere, number 10, West Virginia, their three-pointer was after the buzzer. They fall to number 12, Oklahoma State, but the Ears are still considered a 3 or 4 seed. Underway right now in the MAC, Buffalo playing Miami of Ohio. Niagara battles Marist. Women's tournament action, Duquesne falls in overtime to LaSalle. The undefeated Bucknell Bison hosts Lehigh on Route 15. Tonight on the ice, the Sabres host the Penguins without Jack Eichel. He's out for a week. The Rangers are in Boston. Islanders host New Jersey. Flyers at home against Washington. The Leafs host Winnipeg. And a year ago today, the NBA shut down.
Wow,
and
that's COVID, right.
Of course, everything started. Well, the second half of the season is underway today.
Unbelievable.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, taste of spring today, record-breaking warmth, but that's coming to an end with the arrival of a cold front, spelling evening showers, cooler air tomorrow, and a more reasonable and seasonable chill heading into the weekend. The call for tonight, showers cross the area mainly this evening, then the skies will clear again overnight for many, low temperatures dropping into the upper 30s to mid-40s in most areas. Then for tomorrow, cooler day, sunshine much of the time, clouds return late, high temperatures ranging in the lower 50s, could be a late-day rain shower, then a few snow flurries at night. Saturday will be a brisk cold day, mixed sun and clouds, turning mostly sunny with high temperatures ranging in the upper 30s to the middle 40s.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Finally, five sounds like something out of a Hollywood movie, but it is unfolding in a remote corner of North Central Pennsylvania. This involves treasure hunters and stolen Civil War gold. The FBI swarmed state forest land in rural Elk County looking for tons of gold worth hundreds of millions of dollars, reportedly hijacked on its way from West Virginia to Philadelphia during the Civil War. Bill Cluck with the treasure hunter group Finders Keepers tipped off the FBI to the gold's whereabouts. He was surprised with the reaction he got from the G-Men about the G-O-L-D.
We were literally barred from the site, kept in our cars, and were shown an empty hole afterwards.
Now, the FBI says nothing was found during that excavation, but Finders Keepers thinks the feds found it and then kept it. They took it away in armored trucks. That's what they're saying. Spokesman Dennis Parada.
The statement
nothing was found, just does not hold up anymore. I think the big question now is how much and where did it all go to?
So the plot thickens, Sonny, in Elk County, Pennsylvania. Where's that gold, they want to know.
If you see a whole bunch of brand new Cadillac Escalades, I guess you know.
The 5 O'Clock Report was sponsored in part by support from the Weed Family and New Hope Mills Store and Cafe in Auburn, New York.